Good morning, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. First of all, I hope you are still enjoying these reruns of episodes on a Thursday. These are from previous subscriber episodes that I did maybe about a year ago. I did them for a whole year, so I hope you are enjoying those, as well as I hope you are keeping well. We are coming into the cusp of summer now. As I record this, I'm looking out to the trees where they're all green. This is definitely a lovely time of year for knowing that the next few months are going to be longer days, warmer days, and generally just that little bit more time to enjoy, especially if you live somewhere where there are the depths of winter as well. If not, I envy you. I envy your long days, your warm days for most of the year. Guys, let's start off this episode with some peace. Let's start off with some breathing that's going to help calm us, regardless of the environment that you're in just now. It's amazing how powerful either that little bit of breathing, or especially when you're in moments of pain, these affirmations can get you through. They can help you get to where you want to be. So take one big deep breath in through the nose. And release through the mouth. In through the nose. And again. And release through the mouth. It's amazing, as I even sit here and perform these exercises, that I even feel that moment of peace, that tranquil feeling somewhat. And it just allows you to set yourself up properly for either the day or even just this time to yourself, this space that you have right now. I want to talk a little bit about building today. Building your life, building things that you love, and just having that space to conjure that up, that safe space to dream a little. Life is full of many games. Games regarding or at moments and phases of your life, whether you're younger, whether you're a teenager, whether you get into working life, whether you become a parent. There's all these stages and there's all these levels to these games. It could be work related, it could be health related, it could be social. There's so many different elements of life, and sometimes what happens is we get caught up in the games that we don't want to play. This is the classic effect of mimetic behavior. We copy what we think everybody else is doing and assume that's what everybody wants. But our job is to step back. Our job is to think about the things that matter to us. Doing work around your values can be so ironically valuable. We rarely spend that much time doing them, and they are also difficult to define because they are so subjective. You could describe a value to someone else and nobody else in the world would be able to understand what that is. But you do, because it's your intuition, because you feel it, because you're leaning into your natural self. And this can feel unusual when we surround ourselves most of the time, most days, with other people, with other things. Even think now with social media and this idea of wanting things that you think other people want. Social media is full of that nowadays, so it can be quite overwhelming to really have that time and space to think, what do I want out of life? One of the reasons I say this as well is life gets quicker. Life goes quicker the older you get. Not that you have to feel like you're making up for lost time, but you want to spend as much of your time on Earth doing the things that do truly matter to you, doing the things that will make you feel happy. Not just feeling happy in a moment, but feeling happy with yourself, feeling happy with your life, feeling happy with the direction that it is heading in. It can take years to build these things. Sometimes it can take big moments, big decisions, scary decisions to change it. But you sometimes need to do that in order to build the thing that is going to make you have a happy life. And that is where the idea comes from of, if you don't, and you are not currently on that path or in that direction, all you will think about when you have it is, I wish I had done this sooner. I wish I had spent more time doing that thing. I think a big difficult aspect of this is people being scared to look different, being scared to go against the norm. But that is the trade-off, like everything in life. There is a trade-off of what you're choosing to be, where you're choosing to go, and what you're leaving behind. And you need to really sit with that question of, whatever you're leaving behind, are you going to worry about that in a few years' time when you've built this other life that you are committed to? It's easier to shy away from this. It's easier to shy away from the difficult things. Again, like most things in life. But the trade-off is that unhappiness, that chronic feeling of, oh, if only I had done this. And we underplay how significant these decisions are to make ourselves feel better. But at the end of the day, and this is not some sort of magic pill, this is not some sort of do this and everything will be okay. This is about building something you're proud of, building something that you can look back and have the peace that you've lived the life that you wanted to. That's all this is. You need to think about all the different aspects of life and all the different games and levels that exist within it. And you need to think about, what ones do I want to play? What ones are important to me? What ones am I going to look back on and be happy that I played? And that is all we need to ask ourselves at this moment in time. I'm going to close there today, guys. But as usual, I'm hoping that this is providing some sort of thought-provoking stuff for you guys. I'm hoping this is allowing you some safe space, some time. Like I say, these pause moments that allow you to just think a little bit more clearly about the things that matter, rather than getting caught up in the day. So I hope that's helped today, guys. Write to me if you feel obliged. Otherwise, I will see you all next time. Cheers.